Well, after over 50 years of business here in the area, serving a whole lot of customers from a big area of southwest and west central Iowa, the owners of the Redwood Steakhouse will be passing it on to someone new here soon. Lee and Joanne Pepe join us here this morning. Going to talk a little bit about their journey in the restaurant business here in southwest Iowa over the years. Thank you both for the time. I appreciate it. Lee, let me ask you, do you remember even all these years what you were doing before you got into the restaurant business at the Redwood?
Well, I was in the dairy business, sold grade A milk for a number of years out to Omaha, went out to Omaha, until I moved down here to the farm down here, south of Anita. Suddenly one morning or one day, why the Redwood came up for sale, and I guess we was approached about it, and Joanne thought we ought to do it, so we did it.
Joanne, what was that conversation like?
I don't remember being asked. It was more, he came home one night and said, well, I bought the Redwood. And I went, what? The ironic thing was that neither one of us had any restaurant experience at all. I'd never even done car hopping or anything like that. So it was a beginning of a 50-year journey.
Yeah, so no experience ahead of time. So you think at some point you might get the hang of this?
If I hang into it long enough, I might.
It seems to have worked out all right. Talk a little bit about the journey. When people look at the Redwood Steakhouse today, do they still kind of see what they saw 50, 52 years ago?
I think so. The floor plan's not changed. Decor slightly, but it's pretty much the way it was. We pretty much still serve the same things that we started out with. We've added to the menu, but you know, they talk about the relish tray and they talk about the onion rings, and we still have that. But no, people would probably could walk in from 50 years ago and still say, yeah, this is the way I remember it. So
there's a certain amount of charm with that.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, exactly. You hope so. I want to ask about the relish tray because it's kind of unique. Lee, where did that come from? Is that something that was going on before you got here, or is this something you folks started?
I think it was kind of going on before we got here somewhat, but then we added to it, and it's still we still have it. So,
how much time does it take during the day to prepare all these relish trays?
Well, it takes a lot of time to get everything that we need so we can put it out at night. All got to be ordered, and of course, Joanne makes the cheese spread, and
it's just part of the preparation. There's a lot of preparation every day that goes into making sure everything is taken care of. So, if folks would walk in and probably see a lot of similarities from the past years, Joanne, have there been some changes? What are some of the significant changes over the years?
Well, when we bought the Redwood, there was red velvet flocked paper in the party room, and that stayed for a long time because we were operating on a rather tight budget, but that's probably the biggest change. I don't know, I can't remember if we changed the paneling out front here. I think not. I think it was here, but the bar is a little bit different than it was. I mean, it's still the same structure, but that was built by a carpenter. So,
Leah, most of the menu offerings largely kind of stayed the same. I mean, obviously prices and supplies and things change quite frequently, but have you tried to keep it as consistent as possible?
Well, we've added to the fish menu. I think we got about 25, 26 different seafood items that come from all over the world now. But that's been a kind of a plus for out here in the Midwest here, where they don't have the opportunity unless it's there in the city to get a fish menu like we have here.
Sure. Well, I would guess that it would probably be maybe a little bit more financially convenient to have a limited menu so you don't have so much inventory and so much, you know, there's always a little bit of spoilage and waste, but people come to expect what they come to expect, and that there aren't a lot of options sometimes in a small rural area, so if you try to be all things to all people as best you can and still provide the high quality?
We do the best we can, yes, with what we can get, and it's getting harder to get the items that we have had just the way things are anymore, the way the world's going.
Yeah, supply chain issues sometimes get a little bit tight, and things are available, and sometimes pricing and what have you. We've seen shortages on different types of things, and not just recently, but in past years too, and that can always be a challenge, right?
Yeah, that's getting more and more difficult for Lee. You order, and the supplier says, yes, we have it, and then you get a call back that, no, we're out, and, you know, in these days of these wonderful computers, you'd think they could keep track of everything, but, you know, it's beyond even their control sometimes. They're not going to be able to get it in, and it becomes difficult, and it's stressful, you know, more stressful now than it was.
Well, in restaurants are a unique situation, especially this type of a restaurant, because you are providing a product, but you're also providing a service. And that's really, you know, when we talk about being in the people business, you folks are in the people business. You can't sustain a business like this, obviously, on one-time only business. You need folks to continue to come back, which means you make a lot of friends over time, doesn't it?
Oh, exactly. I've told many people these last weeks that probably the best thing, most positive thing that came out of owning a business and owning it as long as we have are the people that we've met. They're people that we would have never crossed paths with. And, you know, they come back and you sit and visit, and sometimes you remember their kids' names, and sometimes you just say, how are your kids, or, you know, how's your family, or whatever. But yeah, it's the friendships that we've made and the relationships that we've developed, and it really came to the forefront. Not that I didn't appreciate it before, but when Lee had his surgery, I don't know how many people, the cards that we got and the phone calls and the concern and the caring, and you know, it was a lovely feeling. And you know, I recognize that there's a lot of people that maybe never have that experience that in their life. So, you know, that's going to be the hard part, is not seeing these people and knowing that we're not going to be seeing them again, that they just aren't in our realm, so right. We're not going to see, you know, probably not going to see them, but been wonderful, the friendships and the people that we've met.
Yeah, so. Well, and so many people back and forth over the years. You have some pretty loyal customers, I assume, Lee.
Correct. Thank God for them, because there are people that keep it going, and they're always fun to see and visit, and their kids used to maybe sleep in the booth or something while they was visiting with their friends, and I know that I get back in here now, and they remember sleeping in this particular booth until they was ready. Everybody's ready to go home, I guess.
Yeah, it is a family affair. That's for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and too, with so many people in and out of here over the years, it's not just the people that you serve, but the people that have served them too. You've had. I mean, we all know how difficult it can be in the restaurant business and any business keeping staff. And you've had a lot of people in and out of here over the years, I'm guessing.
A lot. When we first started, thank God for Kerry Roots, who we bought the business from, and the staff that we had, because, you know, we were slightly under 30 when we bought this, and they were probably 40, at least 40 years older than we were, and they really took us under their wing and showed us what we had to do and how to do it, and we had some excellent help, and we've had some excellent, and still have, some excellent staff. Probably one of the best Christmas gifts that they gave us one year was, it's a quilt, and everybody signed their name, and then the lady embroidered it and then quilted it. And, you know, you go back and I think, I don't remember her working for us. You know, it was 50 years ago and my memory's not that good. But it's, you know, it's things like that that bring back the memories that you have. And somebody the other day brought out a picture that some of the staff had taken and given to us at Christmas, and it was taken when in the old gymnasium of the high school. So you know how old that is, because yeah. that gymnasium is, the new one is now old, but you know, looking at the people, and I thought, oh, we all have changed a little bit. Lee and I were not in the picture, but yeah, it was fun, you know, and it's been fun. We've had some really great people work for us, and that's another thing that we're going to miss, is, you know, seeing them. But yeah, it's become a challenge. like everybody, you know, it's not just the restaurant business. Everybody has trouble.
Oh, absolutely. There are a lot of people that have run businesses or tried to run businesses in small towns that buy a place and then sit back and watch it fail. And then there are the people that buy a place, roll up their sleeves, and help it succeed. It's one thing to be able to work 40 hours a week, 5 days out of the week, and then take weekends off. Y'all are open 7 days a week. I think most folks know that, and you're usually here most of those 7 days a week. Those 50 years, while it probably seems like it's gone by fast, you don't want to go back and add up the hours, do you?
There's not enough money to pay me for the hours that I've worked, I guess. Maybe someday the bookkeeper will catch up with me.
When the restaurant opens up, say at 5 o'clock, and you know, it stays open until you know folks are gone, which is usually kind of the case, but they don't realize all the other things that happen earlier in the day, the ordering, the preparing, the supplies that need to be taken care of, the contacts that need to be made, all of the other things. I mean, you've got people that come in and out of here for different things, supporting the community through different types of donations and opportunities to be involved in other activities here locally. You know, people don't realize how much time actually goes into this, and it's almost scary to think back about how much time was spent, but you don't do it because it's just a paycheck. If you do it for 50-some mm-hmm. years, you do it because you enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that our daughters grew up here. When they were old enough, they could pick up the olive pits that got thrown on the floor so we could run the vacuum sweeper and not, you know, ruin it. You know, they worked in the kitchen. Neither one of them wanted to be out front, but they washed dishes and did some cooking and were smart enough to realize that they didn't want to run a restaurant for the rest of their lives.
So what did they say when you told them that you were going to sell it? Was it something like, yeah, we'll believe it when we see it?
Yes. And very happy that we're going to be closing out this era of our life. You know, it's going to be hard for all of us. They're planning to come home the last weekend, so I'm sure there'll be some tears shed, but it's a good thing, and hopefully, you know, we can spend a little more time with family and spend a little time with those grandsons that are now almost totally grown men, so it'll be a different life for us, but we'll figure it out, I hope.
You will have no choice, the thing we'll have to figure out is what we're going to do with those green pants.
Green pants.
The St. Patrick's ones.
Yeah. How do you know I got green pants?
I've seen them before. we'll have to retire those,
yeah.
Too. All right. Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for the time today. And more importantly, thank you for all the years of providing great food, great service, and great friendship to folks here in the area. We really do appreciate it. Lee and Joanne, best of luck to you on the retirement. And might not be here at the Redwood, but I'm sure we'll see you plenty of other places. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it.
Thank you all for helping us make it through these 50 years.